You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Illegal Pete's is back, and we are so pumped to have them on board again. As you guys know, the pandemic shut down lots of restaurants, and Illegal Pete's was one of them. They've been back in action for a while now, and we couldn't be happier to promote them. They have a bunch of awesome new stuff going on, including their Soundcheck promotion, which is an ongoing promotion at all locations that offers a free draft beer or house marg with purchase of an adult entree when the guest shows a same-day ticket to any event. So jump on that if you're starting to go out, do things again. Illegal Pete's can hook you up. They also launched their party margs during the pandemic, which are 32-ounce house margaritas, 4 times larger than their normal one. You can get stuff during happy hour at all locations from 3 to 6 p.m. every day. $1 off all drafts, $1 off house and coin style margs, $20 party margs, $1 off large chips and queso as well. Just a bunch of awesome deals right now. Also, apparently their queso is really great. Great, and people love knowing that, so now you know. Head on over to Illegal Pete's and get yourself some awesome food today.
DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. I'm your host, Rudo, joined by AJ Haveley and Blaze Hunter, as the Avs find a way to win against the Vegas Golden Knights. It didn't have to be hard, but it was hard.
Are we team process or team end result tonight?
End result tonight, baby.
100%. Have we swapped sides?
I refuse. I haven't even opened Natural Stat Trick tonight, and I'm not going to. We're not looking at any of that. Don't need to think about it.
I'm just curious because it feels like every time one of these types of games happen, those teams switch places.
Yeah, right, for sure.
Team process is always like, got the dub, what's the problem?
At the end of the night, is it team process and results, or is it team win or lose?
Well, team end result is always like, got lucky, didn't deserve that. Okay, that's not what championship contenders are made of.
There's a little truth to that tonight.
But is this not exactly what championship contenders are made of?
Well, that's true. I mean, like, they got outshot.
You have to win games like this.
Yeah.
You have to win games like this in the postseason. One of the biggest differences between the Tampa Bay Lightning last year and in previous Stanley Cup runs that they had was that last year they were comfortable in games where they were not playing very well.
Yeah.
And they were taking the best shot of their opponent.
Well, especially like when that top line's not scoring, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, there was a little bit of movement there too.
But we always like, you have to find a way. Like, there's like, like you're lost in a forest and you just stumble upon to the game-winning goal and the treasure is just, oh, it's in front of you. Oh! Like, no. It's hard work. Sometimes it's a little bit of luck. That wasn't the case tonight. Like, look, their luckiest moment was failed execution by Vegas when Alex Tuck missed an open net.
Oh, in that
changed
first period.
Changed the whole course of the game.
Oh, my goodness. Yep.
Changed the whole course of the game. But
and he showed no emotion after that as well. Did you see that?
Like, well, and he just kept going.
Yeah.
Like, he was He misses it, and they've got the camera on him.
Yeah.
And his face doesn't change at all. He's just like, okay, well, I guess let's just get back to it. Yeah. And great.
Good for him.
That was a good attitude to have. Getting mad about it didn't help him any because he didn't do anything the rest of the night.
If that was Rantanen tonight, he might have thrown his stick into the stands.
Yeah. Knowing him, he would have tried to, the way that Rantanen's night went, he would have tried to throw it into the stands. It would have caught the netting, snapped in half, fought one half of which would have fallen on the ref's head, and half of which would have fallen on a little girl in the front row. Both would have been in tears, and he would have been kicked out and then suspended.
Yeah.
Just because that was the kind of night that Mikko had.
He wouldn't have got suspended. Just a $5,000 fine.
Well, it's true. My bad. I forgot.
I do want to do... Chat, close your eyes. All right. Imagine important game, tie game, late in the third period. What is the stat line for the game-winning goal for the Avalanche? What's the names that come to your head? Maybe MacKinnon, Landeskog, Rantanen, Kadri, maybe?
McCarr.
Yeah. You know.
Did anybody have JT Compher from
Newhook and Timmins?
Newhook and Timmins?
As the game-winning goal in this game?
That was huge.
What?
It's huge.
What?
It's
what happened.
And
I think that was one of my favorite moments. AJ just was yelling, "What just happened?"
Because on the live broadcast, you didn't know that it went in.
Yeah, like, it was very unclear.
There was a slow goal signal from the ref, and the way that the players celebrated, it was kind of like, that went in. And like, you know, the broadcasters are totally screwed on the road this year because they're in a studio.
They're
like,
watching from the video.
They're watching
footage,
a monitor the same as us. And so they're just relying on all the same visual cues that we are. And they just weren't there. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, JT Converse really, really excited. Like Alex Newhook is skating behind the net, like really excited. And it was like, oh my God, the puck went in. How? JT Compher was the last player to touch it.
That's not legal.
How? There was a goaltender in net. There were other players on the ice. What happened?
But, I mean, part of the thing that blows my mind is the fact that it's a signal of the NHL is changing. Go back a decade. Are two rookies in Connor Timmins and Alex Newhook even getting ice time in the third period of this hockey game?
No, absolutely not.
And yet, there they are with 10 minutes to play, scoring goals.
No.
And I see chat talking about it a little bit. Alex Newhook sticks for the playoffs, right?
Oh,
like, there's 100%. No way you can take him out
How could you take him out right now?
Just repeat what I said before we went live. That Alex Newhook has been the trade deadline acquisition that Carl Soderberg was supposed to be.
Straight up?
Because Newhook moved up and down the lineup tonight. Yeah. Look, it wasn't a very good start. You know, he had one really not good shift that resulted in Vegas's only goal of the night.
Yep.
You know, he loses this guy kind of on the back door and on a big juicy rebound from Grubauer.
For sure.
But it wasn't a great shift for him. It was a tough go. And they kind of sat him down for a few minutes after that. And we're like, all right, settle it down. And then you could see his first shift of the third period. We were all sitting there looking for it. First shift of the third period. Instead of like, it wasn't an offensive play that he made. It wasn't anything special. But right at the end of his shift, he chases down the puck in the neutral zone. He hits that dude. He jars the puck loose, gets it to a teammate, and goes to the bench.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, he's got the competitive mentality that Jared Bednar is looking for. This is exactly what they wanted to see out of him. That shift gets him another one. And look, like, credit to Bednar on this one. He jumbled up lines that just weren't working. He made some changes. He found some gold. Like, that's coaching by instinct. And all of the Jared Bednar haters out there, they got to be real quiet tonight because the line changes, that's like the one thing that a coach actually controls in a game.
Yep.
He's not actually out there on the ice failing or succeeding or doing any of the things that he's often credited with. He switched up those lines, though. He, in the third period of a tie game, he said, I'm going away with all these things that have worked for me forever, you know, for weeks and months. And it gets just what they needed. They got the one goal on a not fluky play at all. Like, that's a legit. They earned that.
They made that play, for sure.
So, after this win tonight, I mean, Coach of the Year? Is he in talks now?
You know, I don't know. That stuff, how people judge the Jack Adams, I always say it's a goaltending award because of the extremely high correlation between goaltenders having career years and the guy that wins the Jack Adams.
Sure, sure. But
and
also,
teams that are favorites, like Colorado was a cup favorite coming in.
Yeah.
If they win the President's Trophy, everybody's going to look at that and be like, okay, well, that was kind of supposed to happen. Now, I don't know why Carolina and Rod Brind'Amour are getting all the love in that case.
They were at the top anyway.
Well, yeah, because everybody liked Carolina coming into the year. So, which leads me back to I don't understand how it's judged. So for me, there's a lot of good candidates this year. I don't care.
Let me put this question this way. First of all, does Quinville have a Jack Adams in his career?
I think he has one or two.
As long as he has one, it works for me. Because
given what they did without Aaron Ekblad this year.
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah.
But my question is Jared Bednar the best coach in the league without a Jack Adams?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
I think the thing that he does is he's great at just management of the game right there, right? Like, he's not afraid to mix things up when things aren't working.
Let's be honest. The Avs were desperate for some energy on three of their four lines for most of the night. Yeah.
The Nazem Kadri, Andre Burakovsky, like, duo
was
the only thing that showed up the first two periods.
He looked good.
I should say
Kadri looked really
that
good.
That showed up consistently.
That's fair. Yeah.
There were guys who had nice shifts and et cetera, et cetera.
Anyone can flash in one moment, sure.
Yeah.
But
they were the anti-Jonas Donskoy tonight.
Not pretty.
Puck it happens.
You don't get outshot by 20 by all of your
by
guys
by playing
going.
Good hockey. That's true. That's mostly true. Don't have any argument to that. The Avs on the whole, I mean, let's be real. They were lucky that it was 1-1 after two periods.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest area in which they were lucky was the missed.
The empty net.
From Tuck.
Sure. Yeah.
Other than that, I'm going to say I don't know how much luck it was. The officiating went in Vegas's way.
Yeah.
A lot of those crazy puck bounces, a lot of the 50-50 stuff went Vegas's way. Philip Grubauer just cleaned up tonight. Ugh. This was why the last several games when we were talking about Grubauer just looks mediocre. This is the difference.
Well, yeah, this is a bounce back game for sure for him.
Oh,
and it's at the right time.
Huge game.
At least for me, too. He gives up that first goal and you go, that was another massive rebound from him.
Yeah.
Not encouraging. And then the rest of the night, it's just.
Even with some, he gave up a couple more fat rebounds. They just didn't go right to a guy.
It wasn't directly to a Vegas player.
Yeah.
And you saw, even if he wasn't smothering pucks like you're used to, he was reacting well to the rebounds that he was giving out. Like, there wasn't the, I just gave up a rebound to a wide open net situation that we had seen in the previous couple
of
games.
Well, and the Avs they packed the box pretty good after that first goal, too, as well.
Yeah.
And that's why Philip Grubauer is our
giant,
king of the game, apparently.
King of the game. Look at that thing.
There is no universe where any other Av even comes close to this award. He gets the giant crown by the looks
There's
of it.
There's nothing tiny crowned about that. No. He had such a big performance that we thought that he should have a commensurate size.
Yeah, ladies love the giant.
He's about
crown.
To wear that thing as a necklace here. It's going to fall right over his head. But
he's going to fit in with Big Val.
Yeah, true. Ooh. The gold chain. We're rocking it. Rocking it nicely.
That's a rushing
thing. I mean, just look, 973 save percentage against the best team or second best team, if you believe the best team is the Avs in the West.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vegas was down some players tonight, but
look, tough luck.
The 10-5 thing, that's a really tough break. That's also like the life that you live when you
decide.
They
made their own bed there.
Yeah, like that's Welcome to trying to cut every corner. And look, they have a great roster as a result of it.
Yep.
So when they're healthy, it's fine. You don't worry about it. But when they're not, like, this was uphill sledding for them. And we kind of saw, we talked about it, what in the world is with the Avs, like, getting run over by these guys that are shorthanded?
Yeah.
And we talked about it, off air during the game. It was very akin to a team on the second night of a back-to-back that knows, like, by the end of the game, we're going to be spent.
Yep.
And so they went as hard as they could for two periods. And you saw, like, the third period, like, the, it wasn't, like, anything special from the Avs. They pushed back just enough. They had control of that game when they scored.
Yep.
And then after that, it flipped a little bit because they were like, okay, well, now you have a different approach at 2-1 versus 1-1.
Yep.
And we saw that, and they handled it well. Like, they really – I didn't have any problem with the last 5 minutes of the game. I thought they were good for most of it. They executed. The one thing that has frustrated me with the empty net in recent games has been them getting cute in space.
Too much deference.
And
for
they
sure.
didn't
yeah.
do that.
They can't score on an empty net.
They just
here
can't.
Here we go.
It, like, to be fair here, like, this has been like a thing we talk about every night.
Yeah.
But, like, every time they don't score, I'm going to say it.
Well, and it's like, it's been a while.
It has been.
But this was also a great performance against an empty net.
Yeah.
They got multiple clears. This was not like 90 seconds of them in the zone, just bombs away, getting every rebound and going crazy, right?
Yeah, like, well, they got the puck out of the zone, right? Like, they got it out of the defensive zone.
Right.
Got it up to the neutral zone, missed, I think, was it Rant? Missed the wide open
oh,
net.
Landeskog tried to go over the top of the shot.
Yeah.
Because there was somebody standing in his way.
Yeah.
And it was like,
at least they got it out of their zone.
If there's someone in your way, just shoot it as hard as you can and say, if you want to stand in the way, it's going to hurt, bud.
Well, and the way that I'm like, don't go for the empty net at that point. Like,
sure, dump it in.
Exactly.
And try and win a race.
Get it over his head and put it in the corner.
Yeah.
Like, don't. That like halfway thing, you're just kind of like, this kind of sucks. But it was just such a solid, like, the way that they closed it out, I thought was rock solid.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do that in the playoffs. And I think that, look, this last week has been great practice for them.
Yep.
One goal game. Great. You're not wasting time in games at the end of the season with 5-1 smoke shows, right? Like, you're just, it's just not like that. They're protecting leads, and they're getting into some habits that they need to be comfortable with come postseason time. And the biggest thing tonight, they win a game where they just get outplayed. They don't have their A game. They play a really good team that plays a really good game, and they have a goaltender steal one.
Yep.
Like, what is, like the biggest criticism of Philip Grubauer has always been, I don't trust him to steal a game in the playoffs.
He just stole, like, a game.
This was the exact kind of performance where it's like,
yeah, this was
should be a little bit towards earning some faith.
This is the biggest game of the year for the Avs right now. And it sets up a very interesting last two games of the season as well.
Yeah.
Now there's, instead of resting guys, you got to push, right?
You definitely, you're not like looking at your taxi squad going like, okay, we're going to bring in Sampo Ranta and TJ Tynan and Keaton Middleton and Dan Renouf. And like, they're not going to empty it out.
Yeah. I do want to get into this conversation a little bit deeper, just given that they play the Kings. But we do have to take our first period break first. So we are brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. Pro tip, don't ever bet against the Avs. But if you use code DNVR signing up with a new account, right now you can get 100-1 odds on the main event of UFC 262. Look, it's a great deal. You bet $1, you can win $100. Pick either fighter to win the main event. If you win, you get $100 to play with on DraftKings because, just, you know, that's how easy it is. $1 to 100. That's better odds than putting in money to Dogecoin right now. So get on it. Go over to DraftKings Sportsbook. Bet on that. Bet on all the other sports you love, whether it be hockey, basketball, baseball, football, table tennis, cycling, European short midget hockey.
Hockey in Switzerland.
Oh, he said it, not me. But legitimately, you can bet on this weird, I've never heard of it until DraftKings. There's this Finnish hockey league that plays 10-minute periods. that you can bet on. It's super weird. I have no idea.
Is it like 5-on-5?
I don't know. I haven't been able to watch it. I've only just seen the games on DraftKings, so I don't know. I'll have to look into it a little bit more, but that's how deep DraftKings sports betting goes. So if you want to find something on there, you probably can. Download their app today, and please remember to use that DNVR code to let them know we sent you over there and get that 100-to-1 odds boost on UFC 256. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. If you want a little bit of extra money to put over on DraftKings, head on over to Gabby Insurance. That's GABI.com/DNVR. You can save a bundle of money on your home and auto insurance through them. There we go. I figured it out. That's GABI.com/DNVR. Again, the average user saves $961 on their home and auto insurance per year with them. It's a great deal. It's completely free to use. It's literally just roll up in there, save yourself a bunch of money, and get on with your life. I can't recommend it enough. Free money. We're trying to give you free money here at DNVR, and then we're trying to convince you to take that free money and get a DNVR annual subscription, because the membership to DNVR is dope. We have all of the amazing content here, whether it be AJ's and Evan's pieces, obviously our video content. Our other beats are awesome as well. You get a free shirt. You get a free mask. You get 22-ounce beers at the bar. You get access to the DNVR lounge. There's plenty more along with all of that as well. So it's never been a better time to get the annual membership, as well as our upcoming playoff coverage, which we talked about it today. Going to be pretty sweet. Just saying. Keep an eye out for some Av stuff coming out pretty soon.
Got a lot of work in the next few days.
Yeah, we're about to work pretty hard for sure. But yeah, DNVR, we like you, and we hope you like us. And
we should change that to our tagline. Yeah. DNVR, we like you.
We hope you like us.
It's that simple.
Oh, God.
Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
I've got a lot of things to tell you guys.
Okay, let's do it.
Hit us with some super chats.
Yes, let's do some super chats. But first, this is one super chat that says, next $5 super chat, I'll do a shot. Oh, there's one. Thanks, Cody. From Cody. Cheers, everyone. So let's follow along with him and take these shots.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, boy.
Some Uber.
I can pinch hit. I'm taking an Uber home. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Allie, cheers.
Woo!
Chat.
Cheers, chat.
Thunder Dubs.
Dr. Dubs, baby.
Okay, I have more super chats.
All right. Let's get to the super chats. Thank you very much, chat. Okay. We appreciate the love.
Oh, holy shit. Ooh,
that one's burning a little.
It burns? How does it burn?
We haven't deadened our senses with tequila, Allie.
Maybe.
Okay.
You're right. Maybe that's it. All right. the first super chat we have was the third period line change more Landy being bad or Berkey being awesome?
Well, that wasn't the only change. Yeah,
there were it all was all lines, up and down the lineup.
Yeah, all four lines had some alterations.
And kind of as we mentioned already, the first line was hot garbage. Dude, for a lot of the game.
Not good. It was real bad.
So, yeah.
I really didn't have the biggest problem with Landeskog until he got way too cute on the zone.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That,
yeah. Yeah.
That was my biggest Landeskog complaint.
But, again, you kind of mentioned it. Bednar coaching by instinct. He put Berkey on the top line, and it got better.
Yeah.
So, hard to fault him for that one.
They had a 2-on-1 that could have ended the game.
Yeah.
MacKinnon also tried to bank a puck off the back of, like they had multiple scoring chances in the latter half of that game.
Yeah, they did.
After they made that swap where, like, this provided a little bit of a spark. A guy that was going really helped propel them forward. So I just think that was just quality coaching.
Yep.
All right, Austin here says he sent a super chat for blood pressure 200/180. I don't know how to correctly read blood pressure, but
yeah,
200. I think you're dead if your blood pressure's at that. I'm pretty sure. So
it feels like
hypertension right there. You're not feeling good.
This one isn't a super chat, but it really made me chuckle. One day, Ruta will set Allie up for a Manscaped read, and she will throat punch him.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
I mean, if we're in studio, it would be really funny if she just like got up,
yeah,
like walked like, around the giant pillar, and like Rudo's just like getting ready to roll into it. And he's feeling it, and she just like stop. I think it'd be pretty funny.
I think so too. I don't see myself doing that unless I was really really annoyed. All right, Anime as Leader says, smashed my finals and the boys got a big win. Let's go.
That's a good day.
Two wins. Let's go.
Two yeah. wins right there. Yeah.
That's a lot of dubs.
Yeah.
That's
dubs on dubs.
Billy said, you win some you don't deserve and you lose some you do. This was similar to the Sharks' loss. Their best players were bad, but they pulled it off in the
pretty
end.
Pretty much. Yep. There is no record in the history of sports that had all wins that were deserved, if you want to put it that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, just on this topic real quick, that the Colorado didn't do that this much this year.
Yeah.
How many games can you think of off the top
it's
of your head
many.
Where they just got...
Where they squeaked it out, yeah.
Outplayed.
Yeah.
But one. Weirdly, more often than not, their results reflected the play on the ice.
Yep. For the most part, yeah, I agree.
A lot of the nights, their losses, you could be like, I could see how that happened. Yep. Like that makes sense on some level. Most of their wins, their underlying number dominance this year
is so consistent. Yeah.
Has been so good and so high that a game like this was just frankly shocking to see.
Yeah.
Especially against a depleted lineup. Yep. So
it was not good hockey. Yeah. No one's gonna mistake it for
we're
that.
We're not gonna sit here and try and tell you these guys played good hockey tonight. Yeah. They definitely didn't.
Okay, Flyby Singus says, so if Leonard weighs the same as a duck, then he's made of wood, and therefore...
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
How do you say that? What is that?
Sieve. He's a sieve.
He's a sieve.
Confirmed. Some okay. beautiful Monty Python logic there.
Yeah, that's been going on for quite a while today. That started earlier today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right, we've got a few more. Uro or Euro, I don't know.
Oro
says, so are we hyped about New Hook or are we hyped about New Hook? That's how I believe that you were saying that with the caps.
Hyped.
That was
keep
not
it on
hyped
the level.
Oh,
wow, yeah. Keep yeah, it man. On the level.
Yeah, I mean, like
small sample.
Yeah, like let's... He had two assists tonight, and one of them was total nonsense.
He has 3 points, and two of them are secondaries.
Yeah.
Like the most secondary assists that you can get. But.
He makes nice plays on two of his assists, and the third one, like, the NHL gifted him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was the Burkowski goal tonight.
He literally passed it to no one and ended up with an assist.
From his own zone, he throws the puck out of his zone to an empty space along the boards. And
Burkowski gets it, circles
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
You got to be feeling good about him, though. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Oh,
don't get me wrong.
The yeah. plays that he's making out there as well are, I mean, he's making quality plays.
I wish the Avs would put him back on PP2, but.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. It seemed a little messed up to pull him off of that unit and then, like, you see standing in front of the net alone with the puck in a huge moment in the game is Val Nichushkin, and you're like, oh, my God, this is just not what he's for. Yeah. Guys, this is not what he's... oh, my gosh.
Yep.
He's okay. Just screens only.
Three more things to talk about real quick. Jordan said, breaking news, Mikko Rantanen has just fallen down the stairs at the hashtag Met Gala.
Nice.
Okay.
I don't get it, but...
Yeah, I don't get that one either.
Okay.
Got him.
And then... JNut23 said Groovy and Graves looked great. Timmins as well.
Hey, Graves looked
good. Yeah, we'll get into Graves.
Graves
yeah.
looked good tonight.
Yeah, we'll have that conversation yeah. in a bit.
And finally, Steph said hit that like button, friends. Go
yeah,
do it.
Please do that. Like, subscribe.
We've got almost 600 of you here watching on YouTube.
That's
and
a lot of
you. And we sweet. Have 42 likes. What are you doing?
Soft.
Help us out. Give
that's like the refs
like.
Calling penalties on Graves after he barely touched a guy soft.
Where
oh, he
like
just went in his general
him.
Direction.
Yeah.
He just was like.
It was funny when he like whipped his head around and was like, me? No.
Are you for real?
You can see the prolonged no.
That was like
the word bubble. Yeah. No, 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 no.
It was like a little arm push. Yeah. Like, oh, that's yeah. all he did, and yeah. then he got it.
It's funny to me. Sorry, go ahead, Allie.
We might not have gotten the Met Gala joke, but the chat loved it. So
all right.
good oh. job
Good
to
job,
you.
Chat. Good job.
Someone will have to fill us
I'm
in
glad
on
you're
one.
Happy.
I did find it funny how many people were tweeting at me how soft the Avs were all game long. And I'm like, guys, they've literally been penalized twice.
What are you supposed
to
do?
To defend themselves.
Because I couldn't find a penalty on Kale McCarr's play either.
That's just a stick lift.
Yeah. It, the replay, the stick's nowhere near his hands. Yeah. Like,
that's a stick lift. Nothing. And well, and then Pietrangelo goes after Rantanen, and the puck is away, and they're both getting ready for a change. And he hits him. Landeskog, Rantanen stands up for himself and gets a penalty. And it's like disappointing, but okay. Like I kind of get where everybody's coming from.
You live with that one, but.
Yeah. And then the guy, Alex Tuch, skates by, takes a free whack at Grubauer 3 seconds after the whistle, and Graves like takes him to the corner. Not physically imposing in any way, and like puts an arm on him and is like, LOL, your girlfriend is ugly or something. And they're like, they call it roughing, and you're like, dude, like they try and defend a teammate, they try and defend themselves, they try and stand up for themselves. They got called for two penalties in the first period for exactly that.
And especially in a first period of a game, when you're playing like that, that sets the tone. The Avs are going to adjust to the referees after that.
Yeah.
And that they're going to play in a way that makes them look soft if the refs are calling stuff
and
like that.
Like, I'm sorry, but what? Braden McNabb needs to get a game for hitting Mikko in the head.
In the head. Blatantly in the head. We're it's not even a penalty.
We
on
are
the ice.
Super team Kyle Keefe on this one. Because Rycroft was like, that's good hockey. And I'm like, yeah, like 10 years ago when we didn't take brain injuries seriously, you're right.
Yeah.
But we do now.
It's ridiculous.
And he got him clean in the head. And I just, that was frustrating.
And what's soft about Rantanen, like, he just went out there and he was angry. Angry rants after that. Like, that's what you should do to address those issues.
I have two
pictures. Hold on, let me grab them.
Yeah.
From USA Today that show.
I don't expect McNabb will get anything.
No
chance. He won't even have a hearing.
It was frustrating in the moment, and just watching the replay where you see he clearly just smokes him right in the head, and you're like,
it sucks. Yeah, it sucks. We got some pictures coming for you, chat.
Love the NHL. Really frustrated by
their
the way
rule
that they,
enforcement in general. Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
So there's that picture.
I don't know what that picture's of.
Yeah.
And then he's down.
These are against
right
the Kings.
These are different. This is the other night.
Sorry, guys.
Well, I mean, this is just.
I tried.
Is
their fault for not shooting fast enough? And he goes on the ground again, so.
This is why he's so short-fused, though, is because it's been a lot of this lately.
It feels like all year that he gets blown up.
And
he never gets a call.
Yep. Absolutely.
100%.
And
it's because he's the one big moose. He's a big guy.
You can't
call referees
based on a dude's size. And
but they do.
Secondarily, if you're as big as Mikko and you got hit in the head, what the hell happened?
Well, and like, oh, it's Braden McNabb. What a shock.
Right.
You know? Oh, man, that's going to be me in like 3 hours. I'm going to look exactly like that.
Here, for the people to see.
That's exactly what I look like when I sleep.
See, when I was looking at pictures for the graphics, they only have the Kings ones, I guess, but I saw Mikko down like this, and I was like, oh, God.
Yep. It's accurate. Weird.
Do you want me to replay? Is that good, since that'll be you?
Sure.
Beautiful.
I don't care.
Beautiful. Thoughts on Mac sitting the last two games? If the Avs had the opportunity to get their dudes healthy for the playoffs, cool. That simple.
Is Mac hurt?
I mean, I'm sure something's ailing him. Yeah. There isn't a single player in the NHL getting ready to start the postseason who's like, I'm 100%.
Is it play throughable? Probably, but why make it worse when you can rest him?
Yeah, I mean, you still have the President's Trophy on the line here. Yeah. And more importantly than the President's Trophy, you have home ice advantage at least against Minnesota.
Yeah.
At least against Minnesota. So he should play in the first game.
We'll get to this super chat really quick, and then I want to talk about that a little bit more. Maybe I should ask Sinbin and not y'all, but will Vegas have the same cap issues for their last game as tonight? Will they deplete it against San Jose? No.
Yeah.
No. The 10-5, so since they played a game with 10-5, they'll have more emergency exceptions.
Yeah, right now they're slated to only have 17, though, again.
So, but one
which
short,
they've been
one short
with.
Instead yeah. of three.
Yeah, I'm just, but yes, they've been, these aren't the first nights
I mean, they've been
of,
playing,
of their cap issues.
They've been playing 10-6 for a while.
They've been playing 11-6.
Sorry, yeah, 11-6. Yeah.
With no patch already, but yeah, their cap issue problems are... They will likely be at 17 skaters against San
Jose. Sure, but it won't be
15.
Yeah.
Real quick before you guys move on, Billy said, I think Miko gets the soft diving Finnish Scandinavian bias against him, and it's frustrating to the extreme.
Well, he just got fined for diving, and so I think that...
On a play that, like, I don't understand how it was called diving in the first place. But.
Yeah, you know, I'm out. I'm...
Yeah, sure.
I hate diving conversations because everybody... It's exactly the same as goaltender interference. Everybody sees what they see, and they think that they're right.
And it's flip a coin.
And
whatever,
and the opinions are all over the board.
Yep.
And it's just, I have no idea if he dove. Miko knows if he dove or not. The league is trying to do whatever, and it's fine. I don't care. I do think that Rantanen does not get the benefit of the doubt from officials.
I agree with that.
I mean, we saw it tonight, and upon replay... It looked like a pretty good non-call by them because it looked like the stick went across his hands when he got tripped. And we were all like, that's tripping, bro.
Yeah.
But then we went frame by frame to it, and it looked like a good non-call.
Yep.
And that's one, like, that goes into the memory bank, you know? Like,
how many times does he get the non-call? Yeah.
And refs see that stuff, and you're labeled
exactly.
And then that's what happens, right?
Well, you saw it with Kadri twice in this game, too. The really questionable... Really questionable plays where you could have called some sort of obstruction, either a holding or an interference. And he just didn't get the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
He's not going to get the benefit of the doubt because at least once per game, Kadri looks like he has been accosted in some way. And he might and I think he dramatizes some of those moments.
For sure.
So it's just, I think it's just just how it goes. It's going to be a thing they have to deal with. Colorado as a team is really good at drawing penalties when they're moving their feet.
Yep.
They didn't
move their feet
do
much
a lot
at
of that
tonight.
Yeah.
There was a few that we looked at there where it was like, wow.
Yeah, but the calls against were definitely of the questionable variety. Yeah. Those were definitely
agreed.
The ones where you're like, man, this is potentially game-changing stuff. Which I guess can lead into, like,
I mean,
thoughts about the power play. It was obviously, we would all agree, really bad tonight.
Really bad.
It felt like an extension of the top line just being off.
That's so one of the things that Bednar has said over and over and over in his pressers, to the point where sometimes I hear it in my sleep, is that power play is often an extension of 5-on-5 play.
Yep.
And so when they got on the power play, like, I don't know about you guys, but I was like, I don't have any hope.
There was no vibe. Nobody was vibing to that power.
There's
play,
no,
for
there's
sure,
no
yeah.
penetration. I mean, I've brought it up before, right? Like,
is that a good enough? Is that a good enough reason to use the word penetration?
Yeah, I wanted to use it. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Like they've just got to change up that entry. I mean, it's not working, right? It's not working for anybody.
Yeah, well, it's the three parts to it
right.
that take 15 seconds to execute.
Sure. Yeah.
Because if you're just drop pass, let McKinnon skate and make the decision, he's either going to go left, he's going to go right, he's going to do whatever. But if you have Makar to Landeskog to McKinnon and it takes 15 seconds just to get all of that set up. Well, you're hurting yourself.
Right. And the thing is, it's a three-piece setup to move one defender backwards.
Yeah, exactly. And like Mark Stone is just standing there like,
yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather see
another one. Okay.
I'd rather see the old school dump in, wrap it around the boards, have a guy breaking on,
well,
on the
look
other
at,
side.
They got set up their second power play. They got a little bit set up. What happened? Landeskog got to the red line. He shoots it in. Leonard goes to play it. They try to clear it. Both of the guys up high, McKinnon and Makar, are on the boards.
Yep.
The puck wraps around. They get control of it. They take advantage of having the extra guy.
Yep.
It's like, okay,
well,
you need to adjust to this.
And
do that twice, and they will back off.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, your little three-piece mousetrapian zone entry concoction has a much better chance of working.
And I mean,
but
part
only
of it,
having the two power plays, there isn't really a lot of time for you to adjust.
Well, you have to make snap decisions too, right? Like, by the third time McKinnon was crossing the blue line and dishing to Miko, all of us were moaning and groaning because that just was not functioning.
It, like, I was like yelling at the TV, like, stop giving it to him. Well, 3 minutes to go in the first period, yeah. And it's like, you have to stop. He has tried on four separate occasions to carry the puck up that wall and has gotten denied and has done nothing with it.
Yep.
Normally, you can rely on him just being a bigger guy and out-muscling that guy. This has not happened. You have to adjust to this. Try something different.
And the funny thing, too, is like when we were talking, we were watching the Knights power play, right? And they have that drop pass, the same thing. But then they have two men back, and they bring those two men up the ice. And it's like, well, do that. Try that.
Yeah.
See if that works.
For sure.
Because then it's not just, here comes one guy. We have to isolate that guy and stop him from coming in, right? Like, then you have to basically make sure that they can't make that pass and get it
and
down.
And the other side of it with the two men coming in is you see the Avs are not nearly as strong as on the blue line as Vegas was tonight.
Dude, just gave it up.
Yep.
And it's like, dude, your PK system is – no PK system is so good
that you can just give away the blue line.
Free entries.
Yeah.
Like, the whole – your PK lives and dies on how you pressure pucks before things get set up.
Yeah.
And then after that, your goalie has to bail you out. That's your job. And going back to Grubauer, huge. The 4-on-3.
Yeah, massive.
They just that was firing huge. Away. And he just was like, nope. We're not – nope. The puck isn't going in.
All right.
And it didn't. I mean, he was aces the rest of the night. Petrangelo scored, and they were done.
Yep.
They got one goal tonight.
Yeah. It's sometimes it's not complicated, right? You just look at the simplicity.
Stop the puck, guys.
So, chat, if you want to penetrate like Vegas and avoid the struggling penetration of Colorado.
Boo.
I don't feel like Manscaped helps you with penetration.
Why not?
I mean, we're not going to get into this.
Please don't get into this.
Yeah, I was like,
that's a Saturday after dark conversation.
Yeah, I mean, that's we're just going to avoid this.
All right, the pants come off and the penetration gets denied because you've got a messy bush.
Yeah, this is where I was going to go with it, that the Manscaped, it helps with the permission portion of this, not the penetration itself.
Yeah, right. Oh, because God. You get penetration denied well before the fact. If you have Manscaped, you get Vegas levels of penetration.
Just a goaltender swats it away.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. So go to Manscaped, use code DNVR.
Everything is a blocker in the bedroom.
Get 20% off and free shipping when you get their perfect package with the new Lawnmower 4.0. It's official. It's official now, folks.
The chat is promoting violence. They're gonna, like, go over there and bunch him. Allie, hit him with something. Oh, God.
In any case, Manscaped, one of our partners, please use the DNVR code. For real, though, the Lawnmower 4.0, it's way more than just below the belt. I use it to trim my beard all the time.
What would you do first?
Always wash it, all right?
No, look, there it's waterproof. You're good. You can take it in the shower with you. That way you
keep
can
it clean.
He can wash it out, and so he's not all Mr. Nastiness about it.
Mr. Nastiness.
Gross.
It's gross.
Well, I mean, you're going to shave your junk in your face.
Y'all get it, all right? Go to Manscaped. Don't penetrate people without acceptance.
Consent?
Consent, that's the word.
Permission?
Yep. Jeez. We're having a good night. Also, head to StravaCraft Coffee.
The amazing part is that's like one drink that he's had.
I'm not drunk. Like, I literally just forgot that word.
No, yeah. Like, Rudo's had one beer tonight. Well, and this.
Yeah.
So. Sometimes you forget words, chat, all right? It's hard.
It's true. When you sit in front of a camera and you talk enough times, there are days where you just forget stuff sometimes.
StravaCraft Coffee. Get their CBD coffee. It's great for headaches, migraines.
Without acceptance. It's so
yeah, literally.
Like you're applying to college and you get your acceptance letter and you're like, congrats on the sex to be.
I started that sentence. I'm like, the word will come to me. It'll be fine. And then I got there and it still wasn't there. And I was like, well, okay. This is the closest word my head has come up with so far. So we're going to it. But that's the CBD funny. From StravaCraft Coffee, you can get the cold brew down here at the DNVR bar. You can use the DNVR25 code online to get 25% off. It's a great deal. It's a great stuff. Again, supporting our partners is supporting
who
throws
us. A shoe?
Highly, highly recommend.
Literally, honestly. The chat is telling me to throw shoes. Throw punch. Shoe. Like,
I think
where
I'd,
are we
I don't
at
know
right
if I dodge it. I don't have the reactions of George Bush. I'm not
Junior.
Yeah, George
well,
W.
You're also like given how dark everything is back there.
That's true. I wouldn't even be able to see it.
We would
coming.
Not yeah. see it coming.
Just plow me in the face.
That's the, that dude was in the middle of a well lit room. He had reaction time.
We have Michaela in the chat saying, "I literally just joined the show and all I hear is penetration. WTF is going on?"
It's a song by someone you probably never heard of, so yeah. It's fine.
Avs fan said, "Allie woke up and didn't know she would need to choose violence today." We need to buy Allie an inflatable bat so she can bonk Rudolph.
Yeah, the bonk bat would probably be a good investment. I'm not gonna lie.
I was watching a hook.
I was watching a TV show where a guy attached a taser to like a
what?
Like a I don't know. It was a piece of equipment. It was a long arm.
Sure.
And he attached a taser to it with it like permanently on.
That would be fun.
And it was like, and it's like, okay, she should just get that and reach over and just give him a little tase.
A little one that drops in from the ceiling. Just
oh yeah, we could like Nickelodeon slime him.
Oh my god.
Yeah, someone said Nerf gun.
I've got a bunch
yeah.
of those.
What?
What's I've got
yeah,
a
Blazes has
arsenal.
An armory. Like. What? I don't. I'd get tased for like $1,000 in super chats on.
Oh, I think I would too.
Fine.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah,
I did it. I did it for free at CES.
Not worth.
It wasn't very fun.
I don't. I yeah, want that to. I don't. That. Even for $1,000 in a super chat, I wouldn't want to tase. Any of you.
It's like, RK will do it. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, RK
is like, let's go. Let's do this.
Oh, dude, if they win the cup, sure. You guys can tase me. It's fine.
Oh, I heard those words. Did everyone hear those words?
Just have some dude with a tape just running around while we're trying to record the show.
Yeah, just tasing people at random.
Someone said, we'll donate per shoe that Allie actually hits Rudo with.
Oh, God. That better be a big donation if that ever happens. Oh, God.
Yeah, my shoes are very light.
Yo, I didn't sign up for this. I don't need a concussion.
The chat during a tailgate show, our Broncos or NFL morning show, did get us to do things because they were donating to charity, and they said that they wouldn't donate to charity if we didn't do things, and it was really, really hard to not do that. Maybe I shouldn't have told the chat that. But we've got some more super chats if you want
yeah,
to
yeah, hit
to
us.
Those.
Yep.
For $1 million, what
for 100, would you have what happened to Chris Weidman happen to you?
I don't know.
I don't know what happened to Chris Weidman.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, he broke his leg in half.
Oh, the same thing that happened to Silva?
Yeah.
Was that Chris Weidman? Okay. Yeah, for $100 million in a heartbeat, dude. I wouldn't think twice.
Okay.
Yeah,
agreed.
Someone said I could get a new leg. $100 million
yeah,
is true.
Like,
yeah, I saw Forrest Gump. Lieutenant Dan got two of them.
Dude, he didn't even lose his leg.
Those were in the 70s.
Science has come far. Yeah,
yeah. I'd be a bionic dude.
Pay $1 million for the most high-tech leg ever, and I got $99 million to do whatever the hell I want yeah, with.
Dude,
it's
I mean,
funny
I,
that we were having this conversation earlier.
I mean, I have a vaccine in me, and I already feel like the bionic man.
It's the 5G kicking in.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so let's see.
Give me $100 million and new legs? I don't know.
Dude, we were literally during the Avs game when the Mega Millions came up for $400 million. Yeah. We were like, Maybe we should buy a ticket.
Yeah, that's true.
At that amount of money, it's like, I don't even need 300 of these million.
Okay. Chris said, I hate the offsetting penalties that coincide with diving. It's either a penalty or it's a dive. Never both.
I don't disagree with you, but here we are.
Yeah.
And then Josh wants to know your thoughts on Max sitting the last two games.
Yeah, so this is the conversation that I wanted to have on the whole, because the Avs have already proven that they can beat the Kings with basically whoever the hell they want in the lineup.
Well, and I was looking at this the other night, assuming LA loses tonight, I think, to St. Louis.
I can check what that score is.
But assuming they lose that, if they get to 50 points, they pass. They did? Okay, good. Because if they get to 50 points, that's bad. Their draft position changes.
Yeah.
Drastically, based upon them winning or losing any more games.
Yep.
The rest of this year. So they have every incentive to continue to lose.
As they sit at 49 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Currently. So I think if they got to 50, they pass like 8 teams.
Yeah. Let's
see. It's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how invested they will be in those games, and Colorado should be. They should be invested enough to at least secure home ice against Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then if they win the they win both games, whatever, great. If McKinnon feels fine enough to play and you ask him, do you want to play? And he says yes, then you play him.
Yep.
Do you just restrict minutes though? Do you just
you coach the game.
Yeah.
You know, you're still trying to get something, so I would not, it wouldn't be a 24-minute night or whatever. I would continue to kind of experiment like they did in the third period tonight. Maybe try with some different line combinations and see if you catch fire somewhere else. Yeah. You know, things have gotten a little stale with some of the combinations that they've had. So them tinkering a little bit, it's not the worst thing in the world. But I would continue to put out competitive lineups. I'm not rolling out the taxi squad just because they beat Vegas tonight. You know, they still have to clinch stuff.
Yeah,
agreed.
You know, and you want to be on home ice. Like we talked about it before the show tonight. If they lost this game tonight, we were gonna have the "it matters, but it's not the end of the world" conversation. They win tonight, so now it's like, okay, you're staring down the President's Trophy.
Go do the thing.
Go rewind game one of the season, and you tell me with two games to go, all Colorado has to do is win in is beat the Kings both games
at home. You're all in.
All they have to do, and they win the President's Trophy. Is there a situation where you don't go for that?
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, and like, how often do you get a chance at winning the President's Trophy? When's the last time the Avs won it?
2001.
20 years ago.
It's not an irrelevant accomplishment be the number one team in the regular season in the entire league. Like, it's a cool thing.
Yeah.
And functionally, it sets you up on home ice.
Right.
Yep.
Which, go and look at the records of all the teams they're going to be playing. Look at all their home records.
And the Avs have been great at home this year.
Like, all of them.
Yeah.
Every one of those teams, like Vegas, Minnesota, Colorado, have like a combined like 15 home losses this year. Like, they just don't. None of those teams lose very much, so it's an important thing.
It is.
It's fun. Like, now they're they've been in the driver's seat the whole time, but the obstacle was always Vegas, head to head, Vegas, and now that obstacle is behind them, conquered, check, done. All this talk about how they've been bad on the road and they haven't been any good since the deadline and blah, 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 blah. They just keep finding ways to win games.
Why is everyone hyped because the Avs beat Vegas tonight? It's because it gives them a chance to win the President's Trophy.
Right. Well, it's some level of, like, validation.
Yep.
Like, you want to know, can you hang with the best of the best? Did they get outplayed? Did the other team play better hockey? Yeah. Did they score more goals? No. Nope. We had to sit here and listen to a lot of the same people who are upset right now about how the Avs played tonight freak out because the Avs were out shooting a team by 25 but couldn't score in just one of those nights. You know, and now we're on the other side of that reality.
Yep. Shout out to the Walrus in chat. Don't believe his lies. Moving on.
Okay, we have more super chats.
Super chats.
You guys talked about that. Does Sampo Ranta play versus LA? Ooh.
Maybe Thursday. Game 56. Yeah, maybe the last game. But right now he's not in my lineup on Wednesday night.
It's funny because the Avs keep winning the games that like push the scenarios back.
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right, if the Avs lost tonight, the last two games don't mean
anything. Go all in. Yeah. You know, try out all these guys. Whatever. Who cares?
Because the Avs won tonight, now Vegas' last game matters. If Vegas lose that and the Avs win, it's done. You've won the West. If Vegas wins and you win, it's the Avs. You have to win the next game. There's still options open.
Do you ask Sampo if he likes to play D? Because there might be an opening back there for him.
Sampo on D would be the most horrifying thing maybe imaginable.
Maybe just to touch on this real quick, maybe the biggest reason why I'm not overly concerned about a series against Vegas because of tonight is knowing that Sam Girard will be back for that series.
Yes. Yep.
And potentially Bowen Byram. And so a lot of the struggles that Colorado had moving the puck from the back end forward just won't exist.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and look, this was absolutely the best Vegas had to give.
Yep. For sure.
That like you won't get a better shot from them.
Yeah.
Now you've seen it. Now you've taken it. You won that game. They've each seen each other's best that they have to give, because Vegas sure as hell saw what Colorado had to give when they rolled into Denver and got smoked 5-1 that day. Like, that was the absolute best that the Avs had to give in terms of for Vegas. They've seen each other's absolute best now. There's no secrets left. The lineups continue to kind of be all over the place, and there hasn't been a true 100-on-100 here, but set up to be, if they play each other in round two, they're in line for that to happen.
Look, at the end of the day, the season series is 4-3-1 in the Avs' favor.
Yep, the Avs won the season series by 1 point. They win all 7 series against division opponents this year.
Yep.
I'd be curious if any other team in the NHL did that. I don't know. I don't know if that was a common thing or a rare thing. I just don't know. We can definitively say nobody else in the West did it. So check all the other three divisions.
Yep.
But it's certainly, I feel like that's a meaningful accomplishment given people talked so much about coming into the year and how all of the play styles of this division was their kryptonite. And they won every single season series.
I think we have a couple other super chats to get to here.
Yes, we've got Colton here said AJ going to get tased for the cup.
Yeah.
It's fine. Dan said Heckhole is not Walrus. Hi guys.
Don't believe his lies.
God, bye.
Don't believe his lies.
Yeah. But he wasn't goodbye for good, because here he asks a serious question. What's the probability of an EJ return for playoffs, and does it really matter?
It would absolutely matter, yeah.
Yep.
Would he be in, like, game shape, though? Like, say is he skating at all right now?
No.
So the prognosis, again, it's so weird. I keep having to do this.
Yeah.
But it's late postseason.
Yeah.
So he still has another month before you expect him to get on the ice.
You're hopeful
if that's even on track.
Yeah. You're hopeful for late June. Yeah.
That's an optimistic timeline, was that he would come back for like a conference finals.
Yeah.
I guess this year a semifinals. And that's an optimistic view.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like last year, the Lightning just kept being like, well, Stamkos, you know, we'll see, you know, we'll see how he feels or whatever.
And then he plays 3 minutes in one game.
Yeah, well, and with EJ, it's just, I think it would matter. They wouldn't put him in without something, right?
Yeah.
And I, whatever he would give you would be absolutely, without a doubt, better than whatever Patrick Nemeth is giving you. Now, you don't know what the health looks like. You don't know what the exact lineup looks like at that point. Like, Nemeth may already be out of the lineup because Byram and Girard are there, right?
Yeah.
Because if Byram and Girard could both come back,
you play those dudes.
Then, in my opinion, both McDonald and Nemeth are gone.
I mean, because EJ just eats minutes, right? Like, when he's out there, he's out there. And, like, I just think it's weird trying to put him back, like, slot him back in.
He wouldn't do that, though. He wouldn't be asked to do that. It would be like, it would be like, go out there and play on a third pairing next to Ryan Graves and just, like, chill.
Yeah.
You know, like, do whatever. Just at a 15 minutes instead of 22.
Yeah.
So it would just be a very limited role, but it would be better than what they have.
I mean, is that insane that if in a magic world where EJ is healthy for the conference finals or what semifinals, whatever, the Avs top six is some combination of Makar, Gerard, Taves, Byram, Graves, and EJ.
Yeah, I mean, your right side is Makar, Timmins, Johnson.
Yep.
In some fashion, and your left side is Taves, Gerard, Byram, and Graves. Like, you're a quality player is sitting for you. And we saw Ryan Graves tonight. That guy was really good defensively.
He was awesome tonight.
He looked really comfortable in an increasingly physical atmosphere where he wasn't getting pucks and being asked to break pucks out and do a whole lot of stuff in a situation he's not super comfortable with. They were like, hey, go out there, win a puck battle down low, chip it to a teammate. Go out there and win a physical battle, you know, just keep them from putting pucks at Grubauer. And I thought that he did a good job. I mean, the big play late in the game, you know, where he lays down and he swats the puck away. Yep. You know, none of the shot metrics are going to look good tonight, but Graves, just watching Graves, you're just like, big play, big play, big block, big clear, big chip. Just good, smart, efficient, effective hockey all throughout. And I thought that that's where the Avs did okay. Like, they got better as the game went on, as Vegas kind of had to let up a little bit.
Graves was great tonight. I mean, like, coaches love a guy that can separate the player from the puck.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you don't need to go in there and just destroy a guy. Like, you need to separate them from the puck, get the puck on your stick, and then move it to your teammate. And that's what he did tonight. He kept it simple. It was awesome to watch him. I mean, like, you know, we give Graves a hard time because he's like trying to do too much. But when he keeps his game simple, he is money.
Yeah.
All right, we have two final Super Chats and then just one comment. This one says, the locker room has to want it, especially those guys that suffered that 48-point season. And then Colton also said, do you think we lose Graves to Seattle now?
Maybe.
Yeah. It's on the table.
It's a distinct possibility. They're going to lose a forward or a defenseman. Yeah. And if they lose a defenseman, it's most likely Graves. If they lose a forward, it could be any number of guys. It'll really just kind of depend on the protection list they decide on.
Okay, and then John Adams said, gotta say, I dropped by the bar last Wednesday from Wyoming, and you guys really created a great atmosphere. Felt like a home away from home. Can't wait to stop by again.
Glad you liked it. Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by.
Trust me, everyone here cannot wait for the playoffs down at the bar. Oh, it's going to be popping.
Yeah.
Especially
when they start to really lift all the restrictions on bars and restaurants, and you get to really stretch the Vax Life legs a little bit.
Yeah,
it's gonna be dope.
Yeah, it's gonna be a really fun place to be for, you know, we're hoping a memorable run. You know, maybe this time next week we're in postmortem phase already, but
hope not.
Get that energy out of here. A lot of people in the comment are talking about the snow, and I know that. That's a good way for you guys to segue into kind of final thoughts.
Yeah.
So the snow isn't too bad. It's pretty funny. You can see how hard it's snowing through the windows in the chat. They're talking about how could it be snowing in May.
It's not sticking. It's fine. Shout out to my guy, Brandon. I wasn't here over the weekend, but I know he wanted to say hi. Hello. I DM'd you on Twitter. Say hello. Also.
Hi.
James Adams. That does John Adams can't tell a lie. That doesn't seem right.
I think
Wrong president Abraham on that. Lincoln. George Washington.
George Washington. Yeah. See, I don't even know where I'm at.
You're basically Canadian.
Yeah.
So.
the idea that a president couldn't tell a lie is so
just
idealistic.
Insane.
What do you mean? Isn't that what it is still?
Let's just not go there, perhaps. Okay, all right. anyway, yeah, look, the bar is going to be a ton of fun for the playoffs. We hope all of you that can make it down will come join us.
For sure.
We hope to have a great time. I guess that's about it. Any final thoughts on the game before we wrap up?
I mean, it was great to see him win one where they were really behind
the hard way. Yeah.
To grind one out. Yeah. I mean, really grind one out. The Avs got bullied. The Avs this, the Avs that. You know what they did tonight? They won.
Yep.
And
yep.
That's the point.
That is kind of the point.
It's not sustainable. That level of play has to come way up.
Obviously.
But tonight, they made the play that Vegas didn't.
Boom. Two young kids and a JT Confer made the play. All right. I guess we're going to get out of here then. Keep your eyes peeled for our post-game, pre-post-game coverage, previews, things like that.
Yeah, we have a lot of work to do.
A couple more games left, but we're also prepping for that. So, yeah, should be a lot of fun stuff coming y'all's way. The playoffs will start when they start, so it could be very soon. It could be not that soon. Either way, we'll be here. We'll be on the podcast, on the YouTubes, on the DNVRs. Get in there. Follow our coverage. We still like you, and we hope you like us too. Thank you for watching. Again, be sure to like and subscribe. That does really help us out a ton here on YouTube. So would be very appreciated for that. And until tomorrow, yeah, we'll be live tomorrow with a normal show, 1 p.m. Mountain. So hope to see you there. Until then, have a great night, and we will talk to you later.